future. So, for the future, we just need to keep up the momentum, really. We need to consider different models of care. It won't be that one size fits all. It's important that we allow it will work with different areas to develop services that should meet their patient need and support all of you who want to do that in trying to do that. But I think one thing I will say, it does need to be a whole system approach. You can't just change it from the acute sector to the community and expect it just to work there. There needs to be better communication between different disciplines and a much smoother ride for women between the community and acute services. We need good evidence. So if people are doing work out there or anyone that's looking at developing models of care, good evaluation is important because we need as much evidence as we can to make sure that that happens. We're looking at maybe doing some interventional research. So whatever we're doing, are developing roles. I know Macmillan's is a quite robust evidence-based intervention study. Stuff like that's really important. That gives us argument. It gives you argument to be able to influence care where you are. We still need engagement between us and you and policymakers to make sure we can work together to have that happen. And one thing that has made us successful in the task force is having women involved. And that's always a challenge in this population. But undoubtedly, they were the sort of our secret weapon. Anything that we did, they were much more articulate in many ways than we were in getting the message across, and still are. Some of them have influenced what's happened just in their area unbelievably. So user involvement is so important. And for us, really, maintaining momentum, make sure we keep it on the agenda, keep it until women with metastatic disease get the same care as those with early stage disease. Thank you. And